Revolution 30.
Revolution 30.
Revolution 30.
This is the Revolution 30 on 99.7 WLCQ. Here we are, episode number 37.
Is it really?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I can't.
We have reached that.
Say it ain't so, Jordan.
We have reached that number, that magic number of 37.
Is that a magic number?
It's a very special number.
Oh, I didn't know that.
3 plus 7 equals 10.
And 10 it means? We have 10 fingers, 10 digits.
That's one less than a baker's dozen.
No, two less.
It's actually 3 less than a baker's dozen.
I thought a baker's dozen is 12.
No, a baker's dozen is 13.
Really?
Yeah, because they throw in an extra one.
Oh, right.
Because they're nice. Wait, you must have a mean baker.
Yeah, I know, right? Always giving me the shaft with the extra donut.
I wish we had that kind of like village society still. You know, where everyone, you have like a locksmith. You have a village town locksmith. Right. You have the...
So everyone knows him.
Yeah.
But don't you think that would be hard? Because you would never want to charge full price to anybody.
True.
But then again, if everyone was just operating in a way that they just gave of themselves to each person...
Yeah.
No one would be hungry. Everyone...
Isn't that also known as communism?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, it works in theory.
It should. It should, but... Human nature doesn't allow it to work.
Man is selfish and
right.
We want to hoard and
so the only way that would
conquer.
Work is with a selfless. A very strict government making sure that it's happening correctly.
Communism.
Right. That's communism.
So are you saying you're an advocate for communism?
I don't know.
That's funny. I had a lot of friends and had
men
a lot
in
of
black are gonna come in any moment now.
Yeah, I know. What? Did you speak about communism? I had a lot of friends in high school that would always talk about communism is actually the best society possible. And they
right.
talk about
well,
how...
Well, it's got bad ties. Because every country that's ever tried communism has just... It's turned into a horrible situation.
Right. Well, because the people aren't free to act on what they feel.
Right.
So, obviously. But, I mean, let's be honest. The country we live in... America and our democratic, whatever society, is not really what God's kingdom is going to be like.
That's true.
And sometimes people think that. Although God does give us free will, but in the end, I mean, we're going to serve Him and He's the ultimate ruler. It's not like.
So, what form of government is heaven going to be? It'll have its own name.
Yeah, I think so.
We won't
really be concerned with it.
It'll be called...
Heavenocracy.
Heavenocracy, I like that.
streets of Goldism. Makes no sense.
We won't be concerned with it, but hey, I'm Caleb Cole, and...
Oh, yeah.
I'm here with Jordan Flower.
Yep.
And we're missing Duke, also known as Brad Martin. He's not here today because he's applying at Apple for a job.
Right.
Filling out applications.
Well, we both applied... This was like 2 or 3 months ago. We both went down to the Apple Store.
You both being you and Duke.
Yes.
Correct.
Me and Duke both went down to the Apple Store. We were going to apply. Because we're like, hey, we know a lot about Apples and Macs. So let's go down and like apply. So we like went down and I guess you had to apply in line, of course.
Right.
And then neither of us heard anything back. And then we went in. Because we had another friend that works there, and we asked him like, "What's the deal?" And then we talked to his boss, and she's like, "Oh, we never even knew you sent in applications. They're really unorganized." So then, she actually, Duke was pursuing it more actually. But anyways, long story short, he tried calling her a lot, and she actually had gotten fired. So he was leaving messages and emailing someone that didn't even exist in the store anymore. So now, 3 months later, he's finally actually probably going to get a job there. So, kudos to Duke.
Way to go.
Yeah, get us that that employee discount joint so we can get new software and stuff.
And then he can get his iPhone, because that's what he's...
Yeah.
He told me, I mean, really, that's the reason he wants to have a job there, just so he can get an iPhone for like 40% off or something.
Yeah, well, don't they encourage all their employees to have one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have your iPhone. Switch over to AT&T. Duke's already with AT&T, so he can do that.
I'm Verizon.
Verizon. Yeah, so we got a good show ahead for you.
Sam's here.
Sam, say what up.
What up?
Oh, nice.
That was weird.
Very manly. So Sam's on the mic, as well as myself and Jordan. So it kind of feels a little empty because, I mean, normally we always have at least four of us with Sam here.
Yeah.
And, you know, three of us at least. And so it's kind of weird, you know, a few less today. Because that one week gone, you guys had four.
I know,
plus
right?
Sam, so there was really five of you. Because Sam just does his...
The studio was packed out.
His jaw.
It was all hot and muggy. Call it man breath in here.
Man breath. That's lovely. So, I mean, we're a little disappointed because our resident know-it-all isn't here today, but we'll survive without him, hopefully. Love you, Duke. Just kidding. He's a know-it-all. He knows it. He'll admit it.
He knows that he knows it all.
He knows that he knows it all.
And he's nosy. That's a lot of noses.
Nosy. I get it. All right. So we want to talk about movies.
I'm so lame.
Start off. What's lame? Your nosy comment?
Yeah.
I liked it. This past weekend, finally, National Treasure dropped out of the number one slot.
Thank you.
And it actually dropped from number one to number four, which is interesting. And number one this past week was The Bucket List with $19 million. Coming in, that's with, what's his name? Who are those guys? Jack Nicholson. Which one is... I get the golfer and the actor confused.
No.
Nicholson.
What?
Yeah. Jack Nicholson is the actor. Nicholas is the golfer. I'm right.
Okay, that works.
Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
They're starring The Bucket List about old men that have to do this list of things they want to do before they kick the bucket or die.
It's been given a rotten rating.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I heard it was lame.
Yeah, well, it made a decent amount of money. And then First Sunday was number two, which I have no idea what that is, but it brought in $17 million. And Juno was number three with $13 million. So Juno has been, like, picking up steam. It's been out for 6 weeks, and it keeps, like, moving up.
Yeah.
And National Treasure dropped to number four.
Yeah, I got a gift certificate, or a gift card for a theater. I don't remember which one.
You never even go to the movies.
No, but I can now.
So now you're going to go?
I can now, and now I won't feel like I'm wasting money because I have this gift card that I need to spend.
How much is on it?
Like $10.
Enough for one movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're always talking about movies, and you've never seen any of them. And
no.
It's kind of a bummer. And so now today, you're not here. I mean, Duke's not here, and he at least sees the movies that I see normally.
Right.
And so I have no one to talk
or
about.
Or he's read the book. Usually.
Yeah, but I haven't seen The Bucket List. I haven't seen Juno, though. So, it was a very interesting movie.
Juno is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, when I went and saw it, it was all high schoolers, pretty much.
Really?
In there, which was really interesting. And basically, that's who's really, like, pushing this movie. Young, like, 20s, and then high schoolers. Like, the high schoolers just love it. Just because it deals with a lot of... It's funny, and it's entertaining for them.
Is it clean?
But, somewhat.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's dirty, but it's definitely not the cleanest movie out there. I mean, it's rated PG-13.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of foul language, but just some sexual talk, because it's talking about, you know, this girl gets pregnant. Basically, she's 16 years old, and she gets pregnant. And she's going to abort the baby. And then she freaks out and decides she's going to keep it and just give it to a family that can't have children. And that's basically what the movie's about. And so, I mean, it deals with a lot of morals.
Oh, yeah, it's another pro-life movie. Like, what was that movie? Knocked Up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Pro-life undertones.
Because forever, you know, the pop culture was all... free choice, you know, for women.
Pro-choice. I think your choice comes when you decide to conceive the child. Your choice should be to not make love.
Yeah, but not in our culture.
Right.
And so now, though, it's like there's a shift going on, really, in, like, pop culture, and that, you know, babies are really human beings, which is a good thing. I just read an article today, though, about how if we put as much effort into hunger and hunger across the world, if like Christians did, we could make a big difference as opposed to the efforts we put into abortion.
Yeah.
But
that honestly, like, they don't really, is it really making that much of a difference, or is it just ticking people off and making them hate Christians for having protests all the time,
right,
outside of abortion clinics, when you should in reality be figuring out ways to care for these like troubled pregnant young women, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm getting self-righteous.
I agree. They hate them.
So instead, you like, you scold, you claim to be a Christian and you scold these pregnant girls going into abortion clinics instead of like trying to figure out a way to, you know, love them.
Well, that's the same as when a pastor falls from grace and we kick him out of the church and take away his ability anymore. There's no redemption. He's gone.
Yeah.
Right.
There's, I don't know, there's got to be a better way for these things.
Yeah, there's, we're really quick to take grace from the Lord, but we're really slow to give it.
True. But where do you draw the line for a pastor, though, who's supposed to be, Sam being the pastor's kid, question of the day for Sam.
Set apart and setting a godly example.
Being the head.
The shepherd.
Right, the shepherd, if you will. So there has to be a separation between between the grace he receives and the grace that a common congregant would receive.
Yeah. And I think that, I mean, the grace is still there. Obviously, they're forgiven, and we need to forgive them too. But there has to be consequences to their actions.
Right.
Just like there has been with people like Ted Haggard. I mean, they lose their church, they lose their ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that some of those consequences need to be there. But after a healing process takes place, you know, maybe God raises them up again.
Right.
And we can't keep judging them on their past, even though we tend to do that. We're so serious today.
Well said.
I know. It's because Duke's not here being a jokester.
That's okay. Well, maybe we got a couple news stories. Maybe. Oh, wait. I want to talk about coming out this weekend in movies is Cloverfield. And this is a real controversial, but it's stirring a lot of buzz. Yahoo had it rated at the number one most anticipated movie of 2008. And it comes out this weekend mainly because no one knows what it's about. And it's J.J. Abrams who produces Lost. And he produced this movie, and they made it for like $30 million. It's all done on like handheld cameras. It's real.
Really?
Yeah. And so they made it for barely any money. And it's basically something is attacking the city of New York, but no one knows what it is. Like in all the previews, they won't show it. They won't talk about it. They won't tell anyone. There's no pre-screenings for it. And so basically everyone wants to see it because they want to know what is this thing that's attacking the city.
Yeah, I think I saw a preview for this the other day and I go, I'm actually going to go see that.
Yeah. So Jordan, this Friday, we're actually talking about going. So you can bring your gift card and we'll go see Cloverfield. I don't think I've ever seen a movie with you.
The cover for the poster or whatever, it's got a picture of the Statue of Liberty without a head.
Yeah. Because the preview, that's what they show, is the head of the Statue of Liberty go like fly into the city and like.
Oh, it's obviously UFOs.
I heard it was a big flying spaghetti monster followed by the Nephilim.
Yeah,
is that what you heard?
You never know. You never know.
I'm looking at these pictures because Rotten Tomatoes has a photo gallery from the movie, and I'm seeing like UFOs and stuff. Obviously,
really, they're saying it could be aliens or it could be a giant monster. But no one knows.
Hmm.
A lot of people think it's going to be like a Godzilla
type. 2.
What's it rated?
Yeah. PG-13, I think.
Not bad.
For violence, terror, and disturbing images. So, there you go.
Not so bad.
All right, well, let's talk about some news stories. I know Jordan's got a...
Did you hear about the twins that were separated?
Whoppers. Get me a Whopper.
Did you hear about the twins that were separated at birth and got married?
Excuse me?
Creepy.
London. Twins who were separated at birth got married without realizing they were brother and sister. Oh. It's probably because there's so much alike that they're drawn to each other. You know? Weird, huh?
They say opposites attract.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well,
so they were married, and then they figured out that they were twins later?
Let's see.
I think I actually saw this story. And I was blown away. But that's what I heard, that they figured it out later, because they both were like looking up, hey, let's see who our parents really were.
Yeah.
And they figured out they were had the same parents. And so I heard they got their marriage annulled, right?
Yeah, they did. It's a very long article I'm trying to pull
out. That's still pretty disturbing, though, that they were married for a short time. And
that must be really hard on them emotionally.
Oh, I would be messed up in the head, gosh. I think.
That, I don't know. I don't have a sister, so I can't even like imagine that. But
it's just bizarre. And I feel for these people.
I know.
I guess.
That's weird.
At least they figured it out. Like we were saying, at least they didn't have children and they came out like mentally retarded and they're like, why are our kids coming out mentally retarded?
Birth defects and stuff.
Yeah, and then they figured out, oh, it's because we're brother and sister.
Take blood tests and later. You guys have the same blood?
That's interesting, though. It's crazy that that would happen. That twins would find each other and get married. I mean, I later in life. And classic, it happens in England. Why does that not surprise me?
That makes me worried that, like...
Just kidding.
That my parents never told me, but I'm adopted or something. And I have a twin out there, and I'm going to end up marrying her.
You never know. Crazier things happen. Well, hey, I got one. This is... The title of the news article is, "The Truth Is, We All Tell Porkies."
Come again?
And I don't know what that means, but apparently it's lies, and that everyone tells lies, and on average, an American tells 1,460 lies a year, or almost 88,000 over a 60-year lifespan.
Okay, who is the loser that's counting?
I don't know, but they're talking about white lies.
Oh.
Or what they talk about white lies, and you know what they've titled the white lies? They said we've transmuted those into porky pies.
What?
That's what they call the lies.
Porky pies?
Yeah, that's what they call the little white lies, are called porky pies.
Do they have a number count for the dark red lies?
No, I don't think so. They just count it. These are like the small, generally harmless falsehoods, which, you know, are kind of part of every human relationship because we have good motives. Like when people say, how are you doing? You say, I'm doing good. That's a white lie.
That's not a lie.
It is if you're not really doing good. That's what they're saying.
Okay, so, fine.
Like, nice to see you. Sorry I missed your call. I'm stuck in traffic. Our server was down. The train was delayed. I'll phone you back in a minute.
No one wants to hear that, though.
That tastes delicious. And, of course, I love you. All of these are little white lies that we tell sometimes.
No one wants to hear the truth.
But, yeah, like when your wife asks you if that makes her look fat, you lie and you say,
of course.
No, because it's going to better her.
I don't know.
Save her feelings.
I want to rename what we call the bad lies.
I just think it's funny they call them porky pies.
I want to, then can we call the really dark black lies, can we call them ham soda?
Ham soda? Why ham soda?
Because it's along the same lines of pork.
All right. Ham soda for the really dark evil lies.
Remember we talked about ham soda like 2 months ago?
Yeah. I remember before you guys came, we talked about they were making cucumber Pepsi.
I could see that. Refreshing. Be refreshing.
Yeah, they said it was refreshing, but then one guy said it tasted like death. That's how he described it.
I could see
it.
Wait, did they have that in Japan already? I could see
it. Yeah, it was in Japan.
Yeah, of course.
Cucumber Pepsi.
They have the weirdest stuff over there.
And it was clear. Pretty funny.
Pepsi clear. How about the meanest mom on the planet sells her son's car because she found...
Who determines that she's truly the meanest mom on the planet?
Well, that's what she called herself.
Oh, okay.
She found alcohol in her son's car, a 19-year-old son. And
so she sold it.
And she put an ad for it in the local newspaper. And the ad reads, Oldsmobile 1999 intrigue. Totally uncool parents who obviously don't love teenage son selling his car. Only driven for 3 weeks before a snoopy mom who needs to get a life found booze under her front seat. $3,700. Call meanest mom on the planet.
She put that in the article, all that.
Yeah, that's
the ad, I mean.
Yeah.
Dude, that's amazing.
Yeah.
She knows how to sell.
Yeah, for real. Because you know, people saw it and were like, that is awesome. I'm going to buy this car.
Yeah, she's gotten like 70 phone calls, not even about the car, just to tell her like she's an awesome mom. Yeah.
Snoopy mom who has too much time on her hands.
That's pretty cool.
Meanest mom. I like that. I don't think my mom would have done something like that, but...
Well, would you have done something like that?
No, I wouldn't have.
So...
But my brother would have. I got an article about Texans report seeing UFO, and Sam is particularly excited about this. Basically, several dozen people in around Stephenville reported seeing a UFO, and a military spokesman said that he's 90% sure that this was an airliner. But there's several witnesses that are all saying that the lights on the object change configuration, unlike those of a plane, and it was circular looking, and that they saw jets chasing it, chasing this UFO. Ooh. But it's not just one person. It's like dozens of people that was are reported.
Including a pilot.
So this is on CNN.com, this article, which is rare.
Was it Will Smith?
I don't think so. He said, oh, heck no. Then he punched the alien in his head. But yeah, one guy said, people wonder what in the world it is because this is the Bible Belt and everyone is afraid it's the end of times, which I don't know how that makes any sense. Yeah. But he's a freight company owner and a pilot who saw the object.
That's like, it doesn't make sense.
He said, it was positively, absolutely nothing from Lee's parts. And I'm guessing he sounded like that.
He said, if it wasn't for my horse, I never would have gone to college.
His horse?
Yeah, that's what he said.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Did he sell
just
his
like,
horse?
Just like him saying he saw UFOs, so the end of the world is at hand.
Did he sell his horse, or did he, to go to college, or did he ride it to college?
Well, I think he was saying if it wasn't for his sister's yo-yo, that he never would have made the bus. That's what he's saying.
Now you're just trying to freak me out, aren't you? But the one guy that he said he saw, it was a metallic object hovering 300 feet above the ground by his house.
Okay.
He also said that the owner and pilot who said the object he saw last week was a mile long and half a mile wide.
What?
It says...
How do more people not see that? A mile long and half a mile wide?
I don't know. A pilot said it, so that makes it a little more... credible.
Maybe it is your boys from that planet of Nibiru or whatever.
That would be intense. And I don't know, last week Duke said that there was a Bible verse that talked about you had to cut their heads off. He was totally lying. Lying about the Bible, right?
You have to cut their heads off with a sword.
Wooden chainsaw.
Yeah, wooden chainsaw to the heart.
You know that 14% of Americans polled last year said that they've seen a UFO in their life?
14%?
Yep.
They polled a bunch of liars. White liars, porky pigs.
Porky pies.
And ham soda drinkers.
Ham soda drinkers.
Bunch of liars.
Man, they're telling all them porky pies.
No, they're telling ham sodas.
Ham sodas. I just think it's so funny.
But in all actuality, ham sodas are actually frozen metal.
No, because frozen metal comes from the root of rubber trees.
Okay, that's fair.
Rubber trees?
Yes. Only correct. When you melt them down at 212 degrees Celsius.
Right. All right, I think it's time we take a break.
Yeah, okay.
So let's take a break. We're going to listen to... Actually, this is really interesting. Robbie Saban, he's like a... He has two albums out, and their newest album... The other day, I was wicked sick and puking my guts out all day. So I'm laying at home watching TV as my whole body's aching, and... I hear this song by Robbie Saban. It's like, they're like a worship band and it's on an American Idol commercial. Mm-hmm. Like they're previewing American Idol. And I was like, wait a second. I know that song.
That's weird.
That's Robbie Saban, Rise. Like it's a Christian song.
Yeah.
And it talks about like people of love. And then it says people of God, Rise. And, it's a really cool song. And it was on the preview for American Idol, which starts tonight. So here you go. This is Rise by Robbie Saban. Hope you enjoy.
Let go, we will.
And we're back on 30 of the Revolution. That was Robbie Say with Rise.
30 of the Revolution on the queue of the 99.7.
Also to be found on iTunes.
The Tunes of the Eye.
Search for Revolution 30.
30 of the Revolution.
30, no space, on the iTunes store.
Store of the Tunes of the Eye.
Sign up for the podcast joint.
The cast of the pod, John?
Subscribe to us.
I'm going to stop. Okay. I was having fun saying everything backwards. So.
Yeah, it's ticking me off.
Yeah, and we got a youth group. We meet every Wednesday night. Revolution at Bethany Assembly of God, Agawam, Mass, 580 Main. You can check us out on the web worldwide. It's everywhere, all over the place. RevolutionYouthGroup.com.
That's right.
It's great. And you can watch videos and play games.
And you used to be able to go to a discussion board, but no one ever did, so it got taken down.
No, it broke.
It broke?
Yeah, it broke.
Websites don't break.
It broke, all right? It broke. but yeah, so how do you feel about American Idol starting tonight? Well, actually, since we record on Tuesday, it actually started 2 days ago. But,
okay. Well,
but everyone's probably all into it. I mean, American Idol, you're okay. A singer. What do you feel?
Do you have to know something about something and have feelings about it.
You've never heard of American Idol?
No, I watched it religiously like 3 years ago.
Well, it's still the same, just different people.
Yeah, I don't even remember who was in it that year.
Me neither.
I think it's pretty ridiculous because they, well, Jenna Legion, who is a singer here at Bethany,
yep.
With a very incredible voice. She like 3 or 4 years ago, she went down to New York City to try out, and she didn't make it past the first round because, right. And I know it wasn't because she didn't sing well.
Well, they let the people through the first round that are either ridiculously horrible
or really, really good.
Out of their minds, or so good that it's like crazy. Right.
And the first round isn't the broadcast. I think it's like the third or the second or the third round.
Second or third round is when they actually go in front of like Paula and all them.
Right.
Paula Abdul. It's and just Simon.
I mean, that it's not. It's not really a good. It's not a very good test of talent. Just for that reason, you know, I think
they probably throw some people out that are good.
Right. It's a TV. It's a TV thing. Whatever makes good TV, they keep those people.
Right. Well, I'll say, I mean, I enjoy watching the first few weeks just because of all the horrible people. They just make me laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not enjoy these people that literally think they're amazing and can't sing at all?
I know. And year after year, they continue to come back.
And I'm sure some of the people are acting.
Well, some
they want to get on.
Some I can tell you can tell.
But some of them are legit. Like they think they're awesome, and even though they can't hold a tune worth anything.
And because and every time, you know what they say? They go. My whole family says I'm amazing. My whole family says I'm gonna make it. Well, your whole family is totally delusional.
Or they always say, "Well, that's your opinion, Simon."
That's
your opinion. I know a lot of people that love my voice.
And he goes, well, guess what? America's laughing at you right now.
And he always is like, have you ever had voice lessons? I've heard him say this to like several people. And they're like, yeah. And he'll be like, well, you need to go sue whoever gave you voice lessons or something like that.
I would love to be a judge in that.
What, and trip on people?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
They're nice most of the time. It's just Simon that's mean. So,
well, you got to give people a taste of the real world.
Since we're on... the world, since you just said it. I think it's time that we count down to the end of the world.
Alright.
So it's time for that segment. I hear the music. Count down to the end of the world with Sam Adams. Revelation 13, 15 through 17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
The UK government is considering implanting prisoners with RFID tags containing data on identity, address, and criminal record. The RFID tags, about the size of 2 grains of rice, would be injected under the skin and could be scanned by a reader. There are also proposals to link the RFID tags to a larger GPS device to monitor the location of high-risk prisoners. The U.S. market leader, Verichip Corporation, whose parent company has been selling radio tags for animals for more than a decade, has sold 7,000 RFID microchips worldwide, of which about 2,000 have been implanted in humans. The company claims its Verichips are used in more than 5,000 installations, crossing healthcare, security, government, and industrial markets, but they have also been used to verify VIP membership at nightclubs, automatically gaining the carrier entry and deducting the price of their drinks from a prepaid account.
We have wanted to take advantage of this technology for several years because it seems a sensible solution to the problems we are facing in this area,
a senior minister told The Independent on Sunday.
We have looked at it and gone back to it and worried about the practicalities and the ethics, but when you look at the challenges facing the criminal justice system, its time has come.
Luke 21:25. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea.
In an obvious sign that our weather is changing, after nearly 5 years of war, Baghdad residents thought they had pretty much seen it all. But Friday morning, as residents were calling the faithful to prayer, the people here awoke to something certifiably new. For the first time in memory, snow fell across Baghdad. Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. The end of the world is at hand.
Yup, and the world is at hand.
Yeah, you guys think it's weird that yesterday I went down to the doctor and had this chip implanted in my hand. Is that weird? Is that weird to you guys?
No, not at all. I got one too.
I can't get food without it.
Does it have 666 on it?
Yeah, the barcode numbers add up somehow. I don't know. What?
First number, middle number, last number, 666. That's the actual number that the barcode shows, because each length of the barcode has a certain number associated with it. The first number, the middle number, and the last number is sixes.
Really?
I will say I saw that. I woke up and I got on my computer. I forget what day it was. Saturday, I think. And saw that it had snowed in Baghdad. And I was like, okay, that's crazy. Because they were talking about how everyone was freaking out. But it was actually cool because they were saying how it's just a city that's so, like, sad and in despair right now, and just, you know, all it's been is torn by war for years, you know, and that the people are just down, and that they woke up and it was like, for a morning, everyone was just like enjoying life for once.
Merry Christmas.
Like they were throwing snow and having snowball fights and playing in the snow, and they hadn't, no person alive, except they were saying, like, they interviewed one person who had seen snow like 80 years ago that was still alive, but none of them had ever seen snow except in movies. And so it was like really cool, almost, you know, for a morning it seemed like life was okay.
It brought a sense of hope somehow.
Yeah, I guess it did.
Why would snow do that?
Well, you know, it don't you ever, I don't know, just when something like breaks the monotony, I mean, kind of like when you were a kid and you have a snow day, it's like,
true,
that day is like the best day ever. Even though you know you have to make it up, it's just, it's something different and special.
Like, I'm sure if someone who lived in northern Alaska got a day of 85 degrees, it'd be pretty sweet. But then then Al Gore would show up and videotape a polar bear being floating away on a piece of iceberg.
A little tiny piece.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture?
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't speak about it.
They can swim.
I know, they can jump off.
It's not
and
like
swim.
He was stuck. He was just on the piece of ice floating. He was resting.
it's funny though. It accomplished what he needed to accomplish. So,
well, and I think there's viability to it. I mean,
yeah, don't get me started.
Well, I know you don't totally agree with it, but the fact is that we are polluting our planet.
Well, the other fact is, too, that in the 70s, they thought there was a massive freeze coming on the Earth because it was really cold for a period of time.
I agree.
So, like, there's cycles. There's cycles that go through.
I agree there are cycles, but whether we're just in a cycle or not, you can't look at what we're doing to our planet and say we're not harming the planet. I mean, right. And I'm not sitting here saying, yes, we're definitely making the earth warm and we're going to go into like this warming trend. But at the same time, we dump, we pollute, we dump, we, our cars, you know, there's more people living on the earth right now than ever before. And we're putting out more emissions.
Oh, and, of course. Yeah.
You know, and we need to stop. We need to be careful because God put us in charge of this planet and we should take care of it. And we don't as well as we should.
I know. I drive 15 miles every day. I shouldn't be. I need to stop.
Well, you're working on that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
They say they have evidence that Mars is going through a global warming as well, so they
really
don't think it's caused by us anymore. That's another argument.
Those Martians driving around them saucers with that Martian emissions. They got to chill over there.
Yeah, I know, right? You ever see the movie back in the day? It's called Mac and Me. And it was like these little weird aliens that came to Earth. They're like really happy. And their planet was made out of Coke. Like the inside of their planet was Coca-Cola and they would just drink. That's what they survived on.
It's disgusting.
They would drink Coke from out of their planet. So they came to Earth somehow and they had to just buy him loads and loads of Coke so he could drink and survive. It was the dumbest thing ever. I don't know why I remember that.
I don't know either.
Pretty entertaining. This little alien thing drinking all the Coca-Cola. Anyways. Well, hey, I want to ask you, Jordan, what do you feel about American Gladiators? We talked about how excited we were that it was starting, and then now it's started, and we've watched it. I know you watched at least the one episode because I watched it with you. I watched last night again for the first time since the night it came out, and I was just wondering how you feel about it.
I was a little disappointed. I was expecting more for some reason. I don't know. I was expecting like it to be in a bigger setting.
Yeah,
and like
it's pretty much just like the old one.
It kind of is, yeah. It's just like better lighting and like, and oh, they fall in water this time instead of pads.
Right.
But like, I don't know. The competition wasn't so good either.
No, I'll tell you, I got really annoyed just with the people and how cheesy they are. I mean, first of all, Hulk Hogan, as cheesy as they come, and he was being wicked cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
And but all the people, it's like they get on here and they have to be wicked cheesy and talk trash to all these giant gladiators.
I know.
And like last night I'm watching and every person was like, I'm just gonna go out there and I'm gonna give 110%. And that's one of my pet peeves, because see, I grew up as I'm an athlete. I played sports in high school and college, and giving 110% is not possible. You can only give 100%, and yet here are all
or
these people.
Can you?
Yes.
Is 100% a human number that we've given it, and we actually have 200% and available inside of us.
100% is all we can give. We never give 100%, and that's why people say 110%, but really they're just giving closer.
I really hate that too.
And so I was getting so annoyed, and it was like, no joke, they interviewed the one girl, she said it. The next girl, the interviewer, 10 seconds later,
she goes,
I'm just going to give 110%. And I was like, are you kidding me? I want to like slap them both, and then the dude comes on. I'm just going to go out there, I'm going to give 110%.
I'll give all I got and another 10%.
And I was getting so annoyed. I'm like, you people are stupid.
World peace.
It was funny, though. You say world peace?
Yeah.
I know. I'm getting angry about... What's funny is I get worked up about 110% of people saying that on American Gladiators, and there's so much more in the world I should be getting upset about.
I know, right?
I wasn't really that upset. It just annoyed me. I'm like, stop saying 110%, please.
I know.
It's not possible. You can only give 100%. But I will say, it's entertaining when the people like fall all the time and get smacked by these gladiators. And then there's a gladiator called Wolf who howls all the time.
Oh my gosh, that guy's creepy.
And he's got this really long hair and a beard and goatee, and he just howls.
Mike Audette on steroids.
Anytime they say Wolf, they go Wolf, and he just goes, ow! And I'm like, who is this guy?
He's a
pretty
creep.
Funny. I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, it was okay. I don't know. I didn't watch I watched that Sunday night one. I didn't watch Monday night, and didn't watch this week either.
Yeah, I mean, there's entertaining parts, but I still am watching it. It's still my dream to be on it someday. But I wouldn't be corny.
I think you could get a few points.
I wouldn't be a cornball. Yeah, I think I'd do all right. I mean, all the dudes on there are wicked jacked, and I'm not that jacked, but I'll make up for it in my lankiness, my quickness.
Sure, you keep telling yourself that.
I think so. There's a pastor on last night, and he was a young guy, and he was talking all this trash. And the lady goes, you know, you kind of talk a lot of trash for a man of the cloth, for a pastor. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, Jesus would want us to have fun and get all into it. And he goes, so I think Jesus would want us to talk a little trash. And I'm like, what?
Okay.
I go, okay, I don't see the logic in that, but cool.
Yeah, Jesus flipped tables in the temple, so like, I'm gonna punch out a homeless guy.
Yeah, true that.
Because he asked me for money.
It's funny. Anyways. All right, well, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about just knowing God more. And before that, we got a song by Cool Hand Luke, right?
Yeah, it's called Falling in Love. Cool Hand Luke with, it was called Falling in Love.
And they're cool.
Yeah, they...
And they're handy.
They're good. And they, Luke.
What does Cool Hand Luke mean?
It's a movie from, like, the 50s, I think. It's like a Western.
Oh. What is it?
I don't know, but...
What's the reason for calling it Cool Hand Luke?
Dude, I don't know. Why don't you ask them?
I'm just curious.
They're cool. They would probably play here. They definitely would. They played down at Brandon's church.
Yeah, yeah.
On Shoemaker.
A Baptist church.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. But they played there, and it was like really, like, a, you know, it's a smaller place. It's a very humble place to play, and they're like a big band, you know, and they're like cool. They're cool about it.
They're Cool Hand Luke.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they also, I just saw some online, they put out this message basically asking people for help and supporting them because
really?
They're like struggling to make it. But They've been a band for like 9 years. I didn't know they've been around that long.
Struggling financially?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What band isn't, though?
Yeah, man. It's tough times to be a band just because of downloadable music. I mean...
Dude, I know.
Everyone can get your stuff for free. It's just... I don't know. They're all struggling, I think. A lot of bands are. Unless you're huge.
Like Radiohead?
You're not making any money.
I know.
Unless you're huge.
Yeah, I know.
So it's kind of a bummer. But hey...
Did you see the new... You saw... You're going to say something about the new MacBook?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, never mind then.
Go ahead.
I didn't even look at it.
I just looked online. The new MacBook just came out today. It's called the MacBook Air.
Air, huh?
And basically, it's as thin as your finger.
Okay, I just saw a picture of it. That's insane.
Yeah,
it could fit in a manila envelope.
It's crazy thin. But it still has a 13-inch widescreen.
0.76 inches wide. No, tall. High.
Thick.
It's ridiculous.
High, deep, thick, fat.
But it's got no CD drive.
It's got...
No girth. Optical drive.
Its girth is...
12.8 inches.
Shut up.
And, yeah, it still has a 13-inch widescreen.
No moving parts. It's all flash, hard drive. You could throw it against a wall and it'd be okay, right?
Probably.
Depth, 8.94 inches. Weight, 3 pounds.
That's 3 awesome. Pounds. Wow.
I want one.
So I don't know why we're talking about that, but there you go. MacBook Air. Why would you want one?
I don't know.
You have a MacBook Pro.
Yeah, it's too thin. I would feel like...
You're going to break
it. I was handing my mom's fine china.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
What does that mean?
That means you'd know you'd love to have one if you could.
Yeah. Anyway.
How much is it?
$1,700, starting at $1,700.
Thinovation.
Thinovation. Well, let's talk about some connectovation with God.
Godovation.
Yes. I just want to talk about connecting with God. And basically, one thing I've seen, and I read this in the book recently, just about a guy who really, he got to know Christ as Savior, but his relationship with the Lord maintained, as he said, it was a side-by-side relationship instead of a face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it was important, but it wasn't intimate. And I think that sometimes we feel that way, that we talk to God a little bit, we read his word, but we also always don't like sense a passionate connection with him, a connection that maybe is expressed by David in Psalm 63. And I want to read that. I'm just going to read it like 1-5. It says, "O God, you are my God." And this is a song too. "Earnestly I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you." And it says, "On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here, obviously, David is quite passionate about God and just speaking of how much he wants to know him more. And sometimes we feel like we can't... I don't know. I feel like there's been times in my life, and in dealing with youth and young people, a lot of people just sense like, man, I can't get really intimate. I want an intimacy with God, but I can't get there. And I think because they don't always know how.
Right.
They lack... I don't know. How do you... become more intimate with God?
Yeah, I struggle with that myself. I've talked about it before, how for anyone, it's just hard to find that personal time. It's hard to find the only way to do it, and it's so cliche to say, but you know, you gotta spend time alone and in the Word and in prayer. That's the only way. And it's one of the hardest things as a human, even when you do have time to do it, the excuses are just everywhere to say like, you know, I'm just too tired. I'll do it when I wake up. Or like, and when you wake up, it's like, oh shoot, I'm running late. I can't do it today, or I'll do it later tonight. And then, I mean, yeah. I do that all the time, dude. I'm terrible at it. And it's like, and we always say, it's like any other relationship, how you can't build it unless you spend time working on it, you know?
Right. And that's what, there's this quote. It says, being close in a relationship takes time and effort, even when it's with the Lord.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really true. I mean, it's hard. It takes time. It takes effort. But I got a couple things I think that can really help to maintain that deeper connection with God. Is one is just to live, you know, an honest life with Him, because we need to open up to Him about our pain and our losses and admit our failures and mm-hmm. all that. I mean, one scripture that our pastor always quotes is, it's from James 4:8, where it says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. You know, and he always quotes that verse. It's that when we go after God, that He's going to draw closer to us.
No, I know.
That's what He does.
And, you know, it's weird. It's weird to think, I pray to a ceiling? Like, how do you do that? And sometimes it might feel like that's what you're doing. You're just talking to a ceiling. And, but I say it all the time that if you search for it with truth, if you search for it with a true heart, a true seeking heart, you will find God. You will find that relationship. You know, if you do it with doubt, if you do it like this isn't true, like I've tried that before. You have to be persistent, you know, and you have to be consistent and persistent. Yep. Any other insistent words you can think of?
Insistence.
Insistent?
I think, you know, we needed to believe that God truly longs for more of us. And, you know, he truly longs for us to get to know Him more. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't think we even think about that. It's just like, oh, man, I can't. Why can't I get to know God more? You know, and we put it all on us when really we need to focus on Him. I mean, if we want to know Him more, we need to focus on Him.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that He's trying to get close to us, but we have to, you know, He's waiting for us to make that those first steps towards Him. And because He's done His part, and that God truly is longing to know us more. And it's up to us, you know, if we want to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one more quote I want to read, and I think it's really powerful, and it says this: God pursues us in our restlessness, receives us in our sinfulness, and holds us in our brokenness. And, you know, I think that we are restful people with restful souls. Restless, sorry, not restful. We're restless people, and we're always wanting to go here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But God still goes after us, even though we can't seem to sit still and listen to Him and wait to hear from Him because we're so restless. He still is pursuing after us. And though we sin, He's there just saying, you know, I love you. Come get to know me more. And then, you know, he embraces us no matter how broken and messed up we are.
Yep.
And so I think we just need to truly, like you said, put in the effort, the time, because any relationship requires that time and effort.
Yep.
That's the same way with God.
Well said.
Well said.
So, you gotta be disciplined, you know? And we could talk about discipline another day. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But...
Hey, yo, another day, huh?
Yeah. You gotta be disciplined and tell yourself, this, I have to do this every day. I have to do this.
Gotta be disciplined. We're gonna get Bruno to come over to your house
and pump you full of lead.
Pump your gut full of lead. Why do we just call it Home Alone?
I don't know. My mind is elsewhere.
Oh, Jordan.
It's on early 90s movies right now. Sorry.
Early 90s movies, such as Home Alone.
Yeah.
And Three Ninjas.
The Air Up There.
Man, I love that movie. Liar, Liar.
That's like late 90s.
Okay, late 90s. Little Mermaid. Is that early 90s?
Maybe.
That was one of my favorites because my sisters used to watch it all the time. And I'd pretend like, oh, I'm so sick of this movie. And then I'd just sit there and watch it with them. And I'd be like, a whole new world.
Wow, man.
Don't you dare close your eyes. Wait, that's Aladdin. Crap.
You're
I just screwed it up.
Your awesomeness just dropped.
No, I was thinking about
4 points.
Little Mermaid and the Dinglehoppers.
Okay, you're awesome. Your awesomeness is just dropping.
Sing me a Little Mermaid song. Under the sea. There it is. Sorry, how did I just mix up Aladdin and the Little Mermaid?
I don't know.
Sad. Dude, but that whole New World song from Aladdin is a good song.
I'm kind of really confused right now.
Didn't you watch the Disney movies?
Yeah, but I didn't have sisters, so it wasn't like...
Oh, man. It was like a regular day for us to watch Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, all those movies over and over and over again.
I wasn't a big movie guy. I watched Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
So did I.
Thousands of times. And that's about it.
Yeah, well, we can talk about that another time. Your boy, Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Kevin Costner is the man.
All right. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure being with you. Thanks for listening to the Revolution 30.
Yep.
Also known as the 30. We hope you have a great weekend, and yeah, God bless you.
Yeah, take it easy, and take it real easy. And remember, use your sister's yo-yo, and you will find a way to get to college or make the bus.
Or find an Albanian mud skunk.
Yep. Always remember that.
Remember that.
Makes no sense.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Revolution 30. Take care.
See you next week. I love you. Bye.